Chapter 5. "Holy shit," I declared, amazed at what was happening as, yet again, Twitch used her screens in unbelievable ways to make a temporary hole in a wall for us to walk through. "Is this what that altering physics thing means?"
"It's not exactly altering anything,"
she replied.
"Although I can, to a degree. It's like programming my surroundings to work a certain way. Your turn."
Charm turned to me with a go-on expression, and I sighed, realizing I needed to trust these two at least, or I was screwed. Especially since Jin was apparently off helping other supposed heroes get up to speed. I told them all I knew as we stormed through openings and more holding cell areas, then paused outside a mess hall where more noise was coming from.
"Damn,"
Twitch said, holding up a hand for us to stop, then gesturing us back while she put up a fake wall.
"You're saying they've chosen you, to be one of the new elders?"
"And when I do this,"
Charm said, reaching out nonchalantly and rubbing my crotch,
"it's kind of like I'm rubbing lamb, at least while you're clothed."
"No to that," I said, then took her hand and shoved it away. "And maybe a break from that for 2 seconds. Turning back to Twitch, I ignored Charm's giggle as I added, "I don't know about all this elder talk. I mean, I'm not old at all, and..."
"And?"
"I don't exactly have any superpowers."
"The fuck?"
she said, but smiled. "You knew?"
"I saw it when looking up your code, if you want to call it that. Well, no active powers, but actually there was something there that didn't make sense. I figured it was a glitch or something. No powers, though, right?"
"Right."
"Then yeah, probably a glitch."
She didn't look certain, but nodded to herself. Metal clanging sounded ahead of us, then scurrying like before. Charm instantly went into cloak mode, but grabbed my arm.
"Twitch?"
"Let me guess. Your friend Metallica?"
Twitch asked.
"That'd be my guess."
"Stay close."
Twitch made another hole in a nearby wall, but already those robot things with their beaks were moving in through the hole, and Twitch cursed. When she turned the other way, more of them arrived.
"She shouldn't be able to make so many,"
Charm protested.
"Unless..."
"She's joined up with Amplifier and his gang,"
Twitch said.
"But we'll have time to hypothesize later. Right now, we need to get out of here."
Her pink screens were flashing, hands moving across them as first one robot transformed into a metal jumping bunny, then another. "What the fuck?" I asked.
"I'm doing the best I can,"
she countered.
"I can hack them. Doesn't mean I can completely change them. No matter what shape they take, they'll still be under her control."
"So why give them mouths or legs at all?"
Charm said. Instead of answering, Twitch made the next few into cute bunnies without mouths or legs, but still they continued to come. Then, from the far end of the hall, a woman stepped into sight. There was no doubt that this was Metallica. She was wrapped in metal that swirled around her as she moved, likely there to protect her from harm. With a smile, she swept her hand out. Small shards of metal flew out, and I watched as Twitch turned them into flat metallic screens that we were able to knock out of the air. She looked annoyed, but also slightly impressed. Behind her stood a slim man with hair frizzing out, another at her side who had an intimidating look to him.
"You two can leave,"
Metallica said.
"My fight is with Charm."
"Not gonna happen," I said, without a second thought. A glance back showed our new friend, Twitch, looking unsure. What reason would she have to risk her life for us? But when her eyes met mine, I knew she was staying. There was a look of curiosity in them, and as we all know, there are few powers more dangerous than that.
"Run,"
Twitch told us, as she adjusted her screens again so that as we ran, images of us stayed behind, and the attack meant for us hit them instead. Next, she pulled up a small screen and dragged her hand across it so that the floor below lowered into a slide, and we went careening down it before it closed behind us a moment later. More scurrying sounded, and we knew this wouldn't hide us forever.
"Remind me to ask you why I'm helping you,"
Twitch said, then made a hole to our right so that we could escape through there.
"Might be because you're not as evil as the rest, and neither are we,"
Charm said with a grin.
"Rumor has it you're a big softy."
"Well, fuck that rumor,"
Twitch said, and we walked right into the midst of a literal firefight, plasma blasts and a blast of fire scorching past us. Two women surged past, with blades forming in their hands, and a man with horns that sprouted from his head and vibrated with electricity came to meet them.
Damn, not the right way,
Twitch said, backpedaling. Some of them turned on us, but we were already hightailing it out of there, diving down another hallway, then another two, only to hit a place where Metallica's face appeared in the wall before us as she said,
Boo!
Then the ground gave out. Ever have the ground disappear beneath your feet? It sucks. One moment I was running, the next it felt like my heart had been pulled out through my throat and my head slammed with a sledgehammer. Of course, part of that might have been a blast from the enemies behind us that hit at the same time, but whatever it was, the combined effect was not good. Walls passed us, and I saw metal flickering down at our side, carrying the leering form of Metallica. Weird how you don't notice someone until the oddest moments, like now. I could tell that maybe she had been attractive once, her eyes a metallic gray, her black hair hanging around her face as if permanently wet. She had angular features that could have been beautiful, if not for the crazy bitch part of it all. Then we landed, with Twitch hitting the ground hardest, Charm landing on top of her, and me to one side. Metallica came to a stop nearby, the two others right behind her, and the metal now formed around us like a thick ball, shifting, not stopping. We were trapped, holes closing at Metallica's orders as fast as Twitch could open them. Then the man with frizzy hair stepped forward and smiled. That smile was enough to make me want to turn and flee. Only there was nowhere to flee to. He held out his hand, about to open it, when I noticed a strange color in the wind next to him, then a shimmer moving fast. Metallica held up a hand and said,
Wait, where is she?
I glanced around and couldn't find Charm or her shimmer. And on second glance, Twitch vanished while messing with her pink screens.
Where are they?
Metallica screamed. And I realized we'd all disappeared, in a sense. She thrust out her arms, her metal suit spinning around her with increasing speed until it exploded outwards, instantly killing the two men with her. It likely would have killed us, too, if not for the strange bubble of blue that formed around us. Metal clanked on metal all around, and then I noticed a shape moving in that blue, faster than I could quite comprehend. This wasn't a force field or anything like that, but a person using some sort of energy to move fast and protect us. A shriek came from Metallica as arms grabbed her from behind, pulling her through a tunnel that appeared in the metal. Not normal arms, but red, glowing arms, many of them that seemingly belonged to nobody. The blue bubble faded as the form followed her into the tunnel, pausing only long enough for me to catch a glimpse of a woman with stark blue skin and eyes. And then she was gone, the ship engulfing her as she went. We were left there in a warped metal bubble, and I couldn't believe we'd actually escaped that. My hands were still shaking as I patted myself down, searching for holes or blood and finding neither.
We're going to want her on our side eventually,
Twitch said as she released us from the bubble, then motioned us to follow.
Good news. I've decided you're allowed into my hideout.
It's not some place where you're going to kill us? I asked jokingly.
Not as long as you don't piss me off.
I frowned. To be clear, your deciding to take us is good news, right? She smiled, then shrugged.
Of course. It means I've decided we can be on the same team.
2 steps later, and she was through the nearest wall, and the opening started to close.
Better hurry,
she added. Charm went first, me right behind her. I'd found a second member of my team, meaning I was 1 step closer to getting out of this hellhole.